What's in the news? Sickness and fear at Laurel Bay.
Some of the families who used to live in this area are now asking whether there could be a relationship between where they lived and their child's cancer.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. At least 13 kids who lived in the Laurel Bay military housing community in Beaufort, South Carolina, are sick with cancer.
We are fairly confident that had we not taken her to the emergency room that night, that she would have died in her sleep.
The story of Amanda Watley's daughter is told on YouTube has been viewed tens of thousands of times. Her friend, Melanie Stronicci, lives nearby. Her son was diagnosed with leukemia.
What a coincidence it was for both of us who were pregnant at the same time. Our husbands were stationed in Paris Island at the same time. We had lived in the same area.
CBS's Anna Werner.
So the two mothers did some research and soon learned there had been environmental contamination. Some tanks buried near those Laurel Bay homes used for heating oil had leaked.
The Marine Corps has since removed the tanks and has cleaned the area, calling it now within acceptable limits. Experts believe benzene in those tanks leaked, causing the increased cancer risk. The military is now studying things further.
I could not in good conscience stand back knowing that other children are being diagnosed. At the minimum, they should feel safe to leave their families and homes that are safe.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithen, CBS News.